February 10, 1929. One who lives in the divine will lends to it her nothingness emptied, which the fiat uses as the space in which to exercise its creation. I was doing my round in the creation, to follow all the acts that the divine fiat has done and is continuing in it. Not only this, but my poor mind kept tracing everything that the divine volition had done in Adam and in all generations, before and after the redemption. It seemed to me that all the acts done by the divine will, both in the creation and in creatures, were more than sons, which I was to follow, embrace and make my own. And even though I was doing that, my poor heart could not help feeling the tortures of the privation of my highest good, Jesus. And he, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, courage, in one who lives in my divine will and follows its acts, my fiat continues its creation, and in each of its acts which she follows, it assumes the attitude of forming its creations. And only when it sees all of its acts in the soul who lives in it, all lined up and ordered, like a new creation, and therefore a new heaven, a new sun, a sea more beautiful, a flowering more surprising, then is my divine fiat content. And then, since the act of creating man was the most beautiful, the most tender, done in an ardor of love, the most intense, it wants to repeat over the creature who lives in my volition the acts which we did in the act of creating man. And, oh, how my fiat puts itself in feast in repeating its acts, because only in one who lives in it can it have its act of always creating things which it has done as well as new things. In fact, the soul lends to it her nothingness emptied, which my volition uses as the space in order to create what it wants, almost as it used the void of the universe in order to extend the heavens, to create the sun, to put boundaries to the sea, so that the earth might form its beautiful flowerings. And this is the reason why you go around in the acts of my fiat, and as though many waves of light pass through your mind, in which you follow and feel, impressed into yourself, like many scenes, the creation, man in the act of being created, the Queen of Heaven in the act of being conceived, the Word descending, and many more acts done by my will. It is the power of my creating fiat that wants to always do, always give, without ever ceasing. Therefore, be attentive, for this is about something too great, no less than your having to remain in the act of undergoing the continuous act of my creating will. It will feel it has not completed its work in you if it does not see all of its acts enclosed in your soul as the attestation and triumph of its reigning in you. Therefore, all your attention must be in looking at whether all of its acts have life in you. And do you know how these acts are created in you? As for you, by recalling them, recognizing them and loving them. And my volition, by pronouncing its fiat over your call and over your love, forms the life of its acts in you. And the continuity of its work in you is such, that it does not stop even in seeing you tortured by the pain of my privation, because it has much to do, and therefore it moves on. And I let it do so, because you and I must give primacy to our volition in everything, for the just triumph of its cause, and to give it the field in order to form its kingdom.